Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. We got Lori on the phone here. Did you know that about all those songs written by Jewish people?
No, I had absolutely no idea.
Was that wild?
It was. It was insane.
I couldn't. I did all this research last night to try to track it down, and I went, wow, that truly blew me away.
Yeah.
What did you think about the real version of White Christmas with the whole song?
Yeah, when you first said that, I couldn't believe it. I'd never heard that before. I don't think I've ever heard this version ever.
Yeah, isn't that the wildest thing?
Yes, it is.
It's amazing what's out there if you just look.
Yes, it is.
747 at KZST. Hey, Lori?
Yes.
I understand you are waiting to talk to our pet psychic, Marla.
Yes, I have been waiting for a year trying to get through.
A year?
That's how long I've had my dog.
And what's wrong with your dog?
She is crazy. She barks and runs. She chases motorcycles, bicycles, skateboards, anything that's actually moving, cars.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Well, you know how the whole pet psyche thing works. If you've listened for a year, then you know about Marla, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Marla is here in the studio this very instant.
I'm very excited. I said, that's my first thing I came in, I just dialed the phone.
Marla, good morning.
Good morning. So, what kind of dog do you have?
We were told that she is a Dutch Shepherd, but I've never heard of one of those. She's a brindle dog. She's kind of medium size, but she's absolutely insane.
She's a crazy dog.
Yes, she is crazy.
Wow.
You know what she tells me? She is one of the boys. She sees herself as a macho dog, and she wants to go and do the things that boys do. And she shows me an image of herself on a scooter or a surfboard, like she wants to go hop on.
She's like a biker dog?
Does she seem like kind of a macho character to you?
Well, yeah, when people come to our front door, she just starts barking, her hair stands up, and she just goes absolutely insane. In fact, I have her at work all the time, and I have to have her tied up to my desk, because when the overnight guy comes, she just goes dashing down the hallway, barking at him. Poor guy scares him half to death.
But she wants to run and tackle and play. She's showing me this isn't so much mean. She wants to just get down on all fours with someone and really play rough.
Oh, wow.
Does she ever get to do that?
No, she doesn't.
She's a punk. You got a punk dog with a bad... Get her a little leather jacket and a pack of cigarettes roll up in her T-shirt sleeve.
Have you ever put her in a wagon or a skateboard or something where she moves, where she stands on it and it gets to move?
No, I haven't.
It would be interesting to see me. That might be something she wants to try for
Christmas. Are you telling me you want for Christmas? Because I asked Marla to come in today to do psychic gift giving for your pets, where we tune into your pet and see what they want. Are you saying that the dog wants a skateboard or a little red wagon?
She wants to ride in something with wheels. Now, how does she do in your car?
Oh, she does pretty good. She lays down most of the time, but on the way home from work, she likes to look out the back window, and if she sees a motorcycle, then it's all over. Then she starts barking and running back and forth in the car.
She wants a scooter. Great. Give your dog a wagon or a scooter. There's your advice from Marla the Pet Psychic. Really?
She says she wants to be one of the guys. That's what she wants. Do you work around a lot of kind of macho people?
No, I work around all women. It's all women here.
Well, maybe that says it right there.
Is there a guy in your life who can play kind of rough with her?
Yeah, my husband.
Okay, does he ever do that?
You know, a little bit, but she gets so excited. She just starts dashing all over the house anytime you play with her. If you put her outside, we have this little boy that comes over. He's 4, and he's the most craziest kid I've ever met. And we put the two of them in the backyard and shut the door and just let them go for an hour.
Well, there's your answer. Get the little kid next door a wagon and say, haul my dog around, and both will be happy. There you go. Marla, you've done it again.
Well, the dog doesn't seem like she has a problem. She's happy. Okay.
Well, there you go. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sorry it took a year.
Yeah, that's okay. At least I got through.
Let's go to the phones. It's 284-1000. Get you into the studios. The lines will be busy a lot this morning. It just is that way when Marla gets on the show. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Tina Marie.
Hi, Tina Marie. Your dog wants a bed?
No. Uh-oh. I have two cats, and they have a bed.
Oh, they have a bed. See, this isn't the one then. Marla?
Actually, your older cat, what's that cat's name?
Fred.
Fred?
Yeah.
Fred does want a new bed. He wants a new warm bed.
How old's Fred's bed?
Red. Like what? The color red.
Oh, red. You're on one of the high-quality Sonoma County cell phones, which no one can hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's 16.
He's 16. Of course he wants a new bed if he's 16. He's not running around with a crazy dog, I'll tell you.
No, that'd be the other cat.
Oh. The other cat's nuts?
No, he just likes to play with the dog next door.
Oh, okay. So let's move on. This is... I wish we could have a conversation with a phone that actually worked. I love those. Marla.
Red would like a new bed for Christmas. So what I get more so than the bed itself is one of those that have like a heated blanket or heated pad for him. Do you have something like that for him already?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it working okay? Because he's saying more heat on my bed.
It was out for 2 days.
Oh, man. Okay, it's going to be a freaky morning. I can tell already it's going to be one of those deals.
So anyway, if you could get that straightened out, he would really appreciate
it. He wants a bed heater. That's just weird. That is just weird.
Now, you said you had another cat?
Yeah.
What's her name? Is that a female?
It's a boy, Stinker.
Stinker?
Stinker? You named the cat Stinker?
There's a good reason.
Yeah, Stinker, there's like a little mousy kind of toy that has like these whisker things that come out. He's showing me that.
Yeah, he killed it.
He had one?
Yeah.
And he killed it?
Yeah.
And that's what he would like.
He wants another one. Wow, this is just too bizarre. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is just freaky weird. How did you know that person?
I don't. You know, they show me images, and that's what I saw. I saw the bed with, like, a new blanket, and I felt really warm in my body, so I knew that's what he wanted. And then I just saw the picture of this little whisker thing.
That he already wanted another one of those.
There you go.
It must be delicious. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Cindy.
Welcome to KZST. You're talking with Marla, the pet psychic, who is doing Christmas gift giving for your pets.
Oh, goody.
What pet do you have?
I have a 7-year-old Rottweiler mix named Muggsy.
Muggsy.
And I actually have a question for Marla, too. He's not feeling real well. And I'm wondering if you can give me any hints on what you tune into.
I'm tuning into the stomach and the middle of the back. The middle of the back is cut off like it needs to be adjusted, but it's as a result of the upset stomach. And when I ask her what she wants for Christmas, she's a sweetheart. She just says, I want more time with you.
Oh, great. It's a guilt pet.
Yeah, a little guilt thing. Yeah, okay, I'll just take off some work.
Now
let me ask you, are you spending a lot of time with your pet, or is your pet home all
anytime I'm home.
And that says it all, doesn't it, right there?
Yeah, that's all she wants is just more time
with you.
He's been
helping a guilt this morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling
in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. KZST, good morning. You're on the air with Marla, the pet psychic.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, yes, you're on.
Yeah, I was wondering what my animals wanted for Christmas.
What kind of animals?
I got a dog and 2 cats.
Okay, what kind of a dog?
A Labrador.
And what's the name?
Hunter.
And is that a boy?
Yeah.
And how old is Hunter?
He's about 12 weeks.
He's showing me a picture of a little snake. So,
Does he eat snakes? Does he chase snakes at all?
No. Yeah. The birds.
He likes birds.
Okay. I keep saying a little snake. I don't know if you have like one of those little rubber toy snakes, or if he has if you've seen a stuffed animal that's shaped like a snake. But I see something that looks like a snake and it wiggles around like a snake. That's what he's asking for.
There you go. Your dog wants a snake, and you had a cat too?
Yeah, 2 cats.
Two cats.
What are their names?
Loki and Smokey.
Loki.
Oh, that rhymes.
And Smokey.
Very cute.
And how old are they?
Loki's about a year, and Smokey's 2.
Loki is showing me one of those cat toys. It's kind of a bed-like thing, too, but it's the tunnel, the tent tunnel that they run into and they attack. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing something like that. And Smokey likes strings. He likes to chase little strings.
There you go. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, 808 at KZST with Marla, the pet psychic. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
I'm feeling all psyched, and you're in a weird mood today. You're nailing them all off. We do these off the air and on the air. We talk to people about their pets and everything and what they want for Christmas, and you're nailing them.
Oh, it's fun to hear what they want. Of course, I think they all want to have a pet psychic reading, you know, personally, or to learn.
Go to your website.
Yeah, go to my website for that, or if you want to send your pet mommies and daddies out to take a class so they can learn how to do it. But besides that, we've had...
she sneaks in the free plug. I see.
Skateboards and...
The one we had off the air was interesting. You said to this lady, and it's another one of those things that there's no way you'd know this. It was like a dog or something. And you said, well, the dog wants a bird. And she says, interestingly enough, her favorite play toy is like a ball with feathers on it.
There you go.
And there's no way you could have known that.
No, I see. Today it's a very visual day. I'm seeing a lot of pictures. So sometimes I hear certain words. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel in my body what they want to do or how they're feeling. But today I'm getting a lot of visuals.
Okay, well, I want you to visualize this. We've got a girl on the phone with a rat. Good morning, rat girl.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Aaliyah.
And how old are you, Aaliyah?
10.
10-year-old Aaliyah, and you have two rats?
Yeah, one's mine and one's my sister's.
Uh-huh. And you want to know what they want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Go right ahead, Marla.
Okay.
Psych into their rats.
What are their names?
My rat's name's Angel, and my sister's rat's name's Safira.
Okay, well, your rat's showing me a little square piece of cheese, like a little cube of cheese. And your sister's rat's showing me something that looks like lettuce. So do they eat lettuce?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're each showing me. And then I see a little ball. It's almost like a... Don't give them a moth ball, because that wouldn't be good. But it looks like a little wooden ball that they can push and play and chew on. Do they have something like that?
Well, they have a little thing. It's like pieces of wood stuck together with a nut inside. But they never really get to the nut.
Yeah, they're showing me a piece of wood like that, but it's round where they can push it around with their nose.
Wow. So there you go.
Okay.
Thank you much. Thank you. I think it's weird, Debbie, that she just suggested for rats California cuisine. let's go to the phones. Hi, KZST, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a 10-year-old white poodle named Buddy.
Buddy the poodle.
And I'd like to know what he wants for Christmas. Now, Marla, I have to tell you, last year I called and you told me he wanted a dreidel, or at least a blue spinning toy.
Mm-hmm.
And I searched all over and I found a couple, and he just looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, but did he play with it?
No.
No, he didn't like the dreidel. Maybe he's not Jewish.
Well, I know Debbie called him a joodle instead of a poodle last year.
That's funny. I think you entertained him and that's what he wanted. Because he's sitting there laughing.
I figured he was laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing. God. And that's what it was.
You've got
all
a
about.
Buddy the practical joke dog.
That's right.
He's doing the comedy circuit with Rickles on Thursday. Thanks for visiting us in the Poconos. Try the veal. Tip your waitresses.
Definitely exactly what he's doing, because he's showing me pulling the rug out from underneath you and then laughing, and not in a mean way. He's like, I'm here to make you laugh.
He does.
He does.
Wow.
So let me ask,
His last name Hackett? Never mind.
Let me ask Buddy, what would you like for Christmas this year? And he's still laughing. He's like falling over in a chair backwards laughing.
What's he want for Christmas? A new chair?
He's just showing me laughing. He can't stop laughing.
Okay,
so,
and your name is?
My name?
Yes.
Buddy's mom.
Buddy's mom. Okay, Buddy's mom. Buddy's mom, here's what I have from my psychic mind. And you know how I'm very psychic. Very psychic. I think, and get this close so Buddy can't hear.
Okay.
Tell Buddy you're taking him to the doctor to get him fixed. And after he's done panicking, start laughing. Okay, just.
You know what? This keeps coming up, and I'm not sure why. When you first started talking, I kept hearing a pool. And I'm like, is this a kiddie pool? And I keep seeing you putting your feet into a pool. And then he was saying something about manicure, but I keep hearing the word pool. Are you thinking about getting a pool?
Oh, I had one for him a couple summers ago, and I would sit out there and just put my feet in there because he liked
it. Man, this is a weird day. I don't know if it's a fog or what, but Marla's nailing him today.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Bring that one back then, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, there's no way you could have guessed that. You can't guess, hey, put your feet in the pool.
I saw the little kiddie pool, and he kept saying pool, 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 and I kind of ignored that. I'm like, oh, you couldn't mean a pool. And then after he was finished laughing in his chair, he said, pool, pool, pool. So...
Wow. Maybe he wants to go to Red's recovery room and shoot pool. I mean, who knows? KZST, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing darn swell despite all the icky fog. How are you?
Excellent. I pulled over so I could talk to you guys this morning, and now I think a higher patrol is going to pull up behind me and ask me why.
Uh-oh. Just tell him you're on the phone with the dog psychic, and he'll say, get on the way.
Exactly right.
But maybe
exactly.
He'll have a question, and we can talk to him.
Oh, yeah. He'll be happy about that in the fog. Let's go
quick.
Maybe. go quick before he thumps on the window.
Exactly. Okay, so my mom and I have this black and white cat who hasn't been feeling well lately, so I was wondering what would make her feel better for Christmas.
Okay, and what's your cat's name?
Penny.
And how old is she?
She's about six or seven.
Seven. Okay. Well, I just need to address the kidneys. Have you checked out the kidneys?
Well, she's had a few tests that my mom has done on her lately, but they haven't found anything.
Okay, because I get very tender in the middle of the back.
Uh-huh.
And I keep hearing blood quality and kidney, and I would love it if you could get some acupuncture.
Comes the Highway Patrol.
Okay,
hold on one second.
No, we'll let you go. We'll let you go.
We'll talk on the air, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry, officer, did you hear that? Ooh, Deb.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to get her in trouble.
Hope she gives other call letters.
Well, mm-hmm. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You have a Christmas question for us.
Yes, my dog's name is Rosie, and I have three cats. But for some reason, she likes to pick on the one cat, and I'm wondering if she wants me to get rid of that cat for Christmas.
Wow.
And I love my kitty cat, so I don't know why she just picks on the one.
Okay, tell me what kind Rosie is.
She's a rat terrier border collie.
And then tell me the name of the cat she picks on.
Blackie.
No, she doesn't necessarily want you to get rid of him. They've got a strange game going on. Both ways. It's not just Rosie picking on him. Blackie's not fond of her. Blackie antagonizes her.
Okay.
Okay. So I certainly wouldn't get rid of Blackie. What I would do is I would do some training with her, and I would work with her for some flower essences. And what she is showing me is one of those wind-up toys that moves.
Okay.
You can give her something like that she can chase.
Okay.
And teach her this phrase, don't poke the bear. Okay? That's all I have to remember. Don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the bear.
There you go. And I think she'll get it together. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
KZST, good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning, Brent.
Hi.
And hi, Marla.
Good morning.
I'm calling you about Stevie. This is Patsy. And what would he like for Christmas?
Stevie. Well,
what, Stevie. Stevie is what? Your neighbor?
A horse.
A what?
A horse.
Oh, a horse. Stevie the horse. Oh, of course. Name your horse Stevie. Yeah, sure.
He's showing me something that looks like a beach ball. It's not so much the stall balls, the real heavy ones, that have the handle. He's showing me more like a beach ball that he can actually kick and break in about 2 seconds.
You're not thinking the Stevie the horse wants to do Pilates on the big rubber ball, are you?
I hope not.
I hope not either. That's just weird.
That would actually really help his body, though, if he could figure out a way to do Pilates. But
Pilates.
But yeah, he's showing me a ball to play with, like that he could kick and play around with.
Okay, well, thank you.
He wants the horse.
We'll talk to you later.
Horse wants the ball. Okay, fine. It's 20 after 8, 8:20, if you're pulled over on the side of the freeway. KZST, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Teresa.
Hi, and Teresa.
I've got two dogs, and... one is a Yorkie, whose name is Chewbacca, and Chewy for short, and the other is Lucy. We actually just found her about a month ago, and I reported her as a found dog, but we haven't found the owner, and I wanted to see if she's happy and what she wants for Christmas.
Okay. Chewbacca and Lucy.
She's a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
And the first one is a Yorkie.
A Yorkie and a Chihuahua.
Well, Lucy's showing me a new sweater. And it looks like it's kind of one of those chartreusey green. It's kind of a really weird color.
Does she like green?
I don't know. She has a red one.
Oh.
Yeah, she's showing me this really...
she wants Christmas colors.
It's hand-knit, and it's beautiful. I mean, it looks like it's hand-knit. It's like a soft lime green shade. And then Chewbacca, let me see. Chewbacca's looking for a football toy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, try that out.
And does Lucy seem happy in her new home?
Yeah, she's still a little bit confused, like, why they didn't come for her, or why she feels like they left her somewhere rather than she getting away.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, just another little piece of Ferris guidance and inspiration. If Chewbacca gets good with the football, have him audition for the Niners. They need the help. Marla, the pet psychic, is here. You really do this. For those who are just tuning in, this is not a joke.
No, this is my full-time job.
This is what she does. In real life, she has a website, and you go across the planet, and you're working on a book and CDs and all this other stuff that you do.
Right. Some teleconferences, so you can do little workshops by phone.
And you're teaching other people how to do this.
Right. Everybody's so busy now that I figure just a couple hours by phone instead of actually having to meet in person, since that's what we do nowadays. We do it all by phone and computer anymore, it seems like. So, yes.
So I just want to say, this is the real deal. So when we hit the button and go, KCST, hi, good morning, you're on the air, you're a real person, right?
Absolutely.
Have you ever talked to Marla before?
No, never.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
Driver.
A driver, okay. They don't want to say more because he's talking to a pet psychic on the radio. I can understand that. What is your question?
Okay, we have a cat named Dover. He's 8 years old. He's an orange tabby. Great cat, tremendous personality, but he's a compulsive cleaner to the point where he's cleaned the fur off his belly, and now he's working on his tail.
Yeah. Ew. He's got some tummy ache issues going on, some digestive stuff. So I would work with a holistic vet, okay? Now, there are some flower essences that can help with this. You've heard me talk about Rescue Remedy before. There's another one called Crab Apple, and it helps when they compulsively clean and pull their hair out.
What is Crab Apple?
Well, like the crab apple tree, it's taking the extracts from the flowers, and it will change the energetic structure of the water, which, as we drink it, changes our 70% fluid in our body. It's really cool. Like the Hidden Messages of the Water Guy has that movie coming out about the water crystals. It will prove to you how water takes up the energy of everything it's exposed to and has memory. So that's just kind of a quick hit on how the flower essences work.
It's like when you drink vodka, it changes you too.
I think someone's been smoking the flower essences.
You think?
So anyway, Crab Apple Rescue Remedy, but work with a holistic vet because I want to know what's got his tummy all out of whack.
So you're thinking that's what started the whole thing, and Crab Apple, whatever, will help.
But now he's on his tail. He's taking the fur off his tail.
Yeah, so he's something is stressing him out internally, and that's where I think you need to work with a vet on that. But emotionally and for support to clear the energy of whatever it is, try the flower essences.
If that doesn't work, give him a mop.
Or a wig.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much. Yeah. Have a great Christmas.
My cat's not just a member, he's the president. KZST, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
Hi, Marla. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's kind of a crazy morning, huh?
Yeah. You know, last time I didn't even get through. So I'm very excited I got through this.
What's your question about Christmas and cats and dogs and stuff? What do you
have? I have three cats.
Three.
Mickey, Dusty, Baby. And Mickey is 19 and a half years old.
Wow.
And I'd like to know what the three of them would like for Christmas.
Mickey is showing me Reiki, so more energy work. And he's talking about, like, one of them's talking about, like, a donut. Like
a donut? Reiki and a donut. There you go.
Actually, I saw a picture of you making, like, a cinnamon bun kind of a treat, and they love the smell of cinnamon, first of all.
Oh, okay. I make cinnamon toast sometimes, and I also do sticky buns.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
They love that. And then Reiki, and then...
It's just freaky weird.
I'm seeing a weird pillow. It looks like... it's actually a
donut. Wait. What was the laugh for?
Well, I make this mountain of pillows that I lay my legs up on because I've had varicose vein issues.
Uh-huh.
It really helps my legs. Two of the cats love the mountain of pillows. And they don't exactly fight over it, but whoever gets there first is who gets to
King of
lay
the hill.
There on the mountain.
Yeah,
King of the hill. So they
the
want
weird
a pillow,
pillow,
mountain pillows, okay, and then a donut. What's the donut? Great.
And that whole cinnamon stuff.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
You. Bye.
Sticky bun on a mountain pillows.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a country song? KZST, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about one of our barn dogs by the name of Blackie. She
Another Blackie.
Yeah, for some reason, and she got killed. And can you tell me what happened that made her leave?
Ooh, that's kind of serious. We're kind of doing Christmas. You want to go for that one, Marla?
I didn't catch it. Blackie's a dog?
Yes.
And something made her leave?
Yeah, she left the barn. There's several dogs that live there.
Was this a while ago? It wasn't very recent?
No, a couple months ago.
Yeah, because she said she's long gone, like it's been a while.
Yeah.
I feel like it was somebody else was involved in chasing her off, or I don't know if they took her away or chased her off, but
Is there somebody else that gets near that barn or anything?
Marla, it's Carol's barn.
Oh,
you know this person.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to think. Okay. Well, I think there's some vineyards or something. Like, if you go up the driveway, you go towards the left. I want to go in that direction. And it's almost like I see somebody, this is symbolic, with a net taking her and scooping her away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this means foul play was involved or something, but I just hear that she's been removed and it's been a while.
Yes.
So that's all I'm getting right now.
Okay.
All right.
So I'd have to spend a little more time with that one.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, try to keep them about Christmas. That was very depressing. That was just pretty depressing. We're going to keep going. Deb's going to do the news, and we're going to keep going right on through the news. So we'll be taking phone calls, try to get as many as we can before Marla collapses in a little quivering heap as she does after each and every show. The direct line, 284-1000, gets you into the studios. 100.1 KZST. Ho-ho-hoing our way through the Christmas season. I love this time of year. It's my fave. I love it. You know, I just listen to the Christmas music for hours. 8:38 at KZST, 51 degrees and foggy. We have in the studio Marla, the pet psychic, who really is, this is what she does. This isn't a joke. This isn't a gimmick. You go around the country doing this, and we found you in Petaluma all these a while ago, and I went, I got to get her on the radio. And you're pretty good at what you do. I don't quite understand it, but I go with the flow. My mind is open to many things.
I don't know if I totally understand it. It constantly blows me away. So there you go. You can't explain it. You just got to experience.
See, I think with the whole world, you just have to keep an open mind about pretty much everything and everyone and then let it roll out. I'm a bit of a cynic. You might say, but it never ceases to amaze me, like the lady with the pool. There's no way you could have guessed that. That's just not a guess. Yeah. You don't just say, dog wants a pool that you put your feet in, and she says, 2 years ago, we had one, we did that.
Yeah, honestly, you know, the information comes quick, and I say it, and then I cross my fingers and just hope everything's okay afterwards.
Okay.
But it does. It's there, and I think everybody can do this.
So we're doing psychic gift giving for your pets. We have Mo on the phone. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, Brett. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
I'd like to know what my dog, Tyler, she's an Australian Shepherd mix. She's going to be 13. I'd like to know what she'd like and if she's doing okay.
Did she used to do agility kind of stuff?
No.
She shows me she liked to get on something. She would jump up and stand there and pose. And it makes me think of in agility where they had to jump up and then stay. Did she used to do that when she was younger, like jump up on something and freeze?
Well, we had a couch that she used to jump up on and lay on the back and look out the window.
Hmm.
Forever.
Yeah.
We were talking more like Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can she not get up there so well? Because she's showing me she wants to get up like she used to be able to, so maybe she needs a ramp or a step?
No, it's just not in front of the window anymore. We moved.
Hmm.
But she is slowing down.
Yeah. So you don't have a couch where she can look out the window or something she can get up on and just look?
No.
Because that's what she's showing me. I want to get up and I just want to like hang out there and look.
Okay.
Okay. So if you can create something like that.
I definitely will.
That would make her happy. And she's
a puppy platform.
Yeah, like a ramp or a stair that makes it easy for her to get up.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
KZST, good morning. You're on the air with Marla the Pet Psychic on KZST.
Good morning. My name is Kay, and I have a one-year-old female black toy poodle named Gizmo, and I'm wondering what she would like for Christmas.
She's showing me she has plenty of toys, but she's kind of funny with them.
Wait. Does she have plenty of toys?
My husband thinks she does.
Because I hear she wants toys, but I hear she has plenty. And she's showing me, like, picking one up. And it makes me think, like, when they eat one little kibble, and then they back off, and then they go back and eat a kibble and back off.
Yes.
Does she eat like that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's showing me that, and she's showing me that kind of approach with her toy. So it's like I said, did you want another toy? And I hear she has plenty, and she's just going to do the same thing, play with it for a second, and then put it back.
So what'd she want for Christmas?
That's what I'm... She's being a little stubborn. I keep asking her. She's showing me something that looks like a horse.
That she can't have.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a stuffed horse, like a little animal stuffed horse?
Not a stuffed horse. She just got a little stuffed elephant.
Okay, she's asking for a little stuffed horse. And actually, it's pretty good size because it looks like it's bigger than her.
Okay.
She wants the cat, is it?
It's a dog.
A dog wants a big stuffed horse.
Not a big one, but it doesn't look tiny.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, at least it won't have to be fed.
Or cleaned up after. KZST, good morning. You're on the air with Marla the Pet Psychic on KZST. Hello.
Hi, Marla. My name's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
I wanted to ask about my cat, Tigger.
How old are you, Rachel?
Me or the cat?
You. You sound like you're like 12, 13?
I'm a little sick right now, but no, I'm in my 20s.
Get out.
No.
Deb? She sounds like a little kid.
You sound young.
I know everyone says that I look young, too. But
wow. Yeah.
No, enjoy it.
I was going to say, that's going to come in handy.
On behalf of everyone in the studio, we hate you. Okay.
Oh, well, thank you.
Let's move
on. Okay. How old is Tigger?
She's about 5.
Is she orangish?
She's got a patch of orange on her leg.
Okay. She's showing me just her orange, like she's pulling me into orange.
Yeah, she's got a patch of it on her leg.
That's her favorite color, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
She says orange. So let me just see what she wants.
She wants a Caltrans worker.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
She's saying she wants something orange for Christmas, and I'm asking what? She says anything. I just like orange. You know, it's interesting. Here we go, Brent, with the weird stuff. Colors carry different vibrational energies, and orange can be uplifting, okay? Man. It can be a very emotionally
soothing.
Hang on.
We need some music. Okay, go right ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you get, when you smell an orange, don't you feel like you smell citrus? Doesn't that feel invigorating and uplifting?
Makes me want juice.
Okay. So aromatherapy, get a little bottle of orange stuff and something orange for her to lie down on.
Okay.
All right.
And Rachel?
Yeah.
Take your Flintstones chewables, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Hey, don't make fun of those. I like those. And now, on the phones, we go back to Marla the Pet Psychic, who's here to psych pets and tell them about flower essences and generally freak us out. Good morning. Hello?
Hello.
There you are.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Patty, and it's for my daughter's dog, and his name is Rascal.
Rascal the dog.
He is a rascal, isn't he?
He is. He chews everything up, including my grandkids' car seats, and he's run away a couple times. He's chewed the neighbor's lawn furniture up. And
wow.
What kind of dog is Rascal?
Jen, what kind of dog is Rascal? He's a little mutt. He's just a little short dog.
And he's the only one there, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think he needs a dog playmate because he's kind of jealous of the kids, and he says he doesn't have anyone to relate to on his level.
Was that your husband you were yelling at?
No, that was my daughter Jennifer.
Oh, daughter Jennifer. Okay.
Right. So give him a playmate, and in the meantime, what you might try to do is take him to a doggy daycare kind of a place and let him run around and play a couple days.
Does
a week.
He go to dog parks at all? Do you take him to doggy parks?
Once in a while, not very often, because they both hurt my daughter and her husband work full-time.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. So he's got all this energy, and he's not being able to get it out. So his frustration's coming out, unfortunately, on household items. So if he could play with another dog or have someone on his level that he could play with, he'd be happier and less destructive.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
KZST, good morning. You're on the air with Marla, our pet psychic.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. What's your question?
My question is, I have a white lab, and her name is Lily, and I want to know if she wants a baby sister or brother for Christmas.
Lily White. Get it, Deb? That's pretty cute.
Aww. Yeah. You know what? I keep hearing angel, and I'm not exactly sure if she's an angel or if she's wanting a little angel for Christmas. So is she a real sweet girl?
She's very sweet.
Yeah, because I just get very angelic presence with this one.
Maybe there's an angel on the top of the Christmas tree that the dog desperately wants to chew.
Well, does she want a baby sister?
She would be okay with a sister. She says she wants someone she can baby. She can mother and kind of nurture. So you want to pick one that's not going to be challenging, you know, dominance.
Like the last dog.
Okay.
Yeah, so Joe, so do your best. Actually, she says, let me help pick it out.
Oh, there we go.
How's the dog going to pick it out?
Because she'll know. She'll know which one personality-wise that she likes.
What do you mean, like bring the dog to the pet store and let her wander around?
Yeah,
really?
Or the shelter or wherever you're going to get the dog. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, I never thought of that. Thanks for calling.
Sounds good. All right.
That's actually very insightful. Of all this time, we never pick our... Well, we only have one dog, but I never thought to do that. That makes good sense.
Well, it's just like us. We know who we like right away, and or we have an idea who we may not like right away, so the dogs do too.
Oh, okay. Well, things surprised me. KZST, good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Maddie.
Hi.
Hi, and I wanted to ask Marla. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
I have three dogs. One is Chloe, and she's 8-year-old Toy Fox Terrier. And then I have Beethoven, who's a Cocker Spaniel, 6 years old. And then I have a new baby Maltese puppy who's 6 months old. And I wondered what they want for Christmas.
Okay. How's Chloe doing with the Maltese? Because she's kind of rolling her eyes.
Yeah, she gets very irritated with
her. She's kind of like, you can get rid of that one. That'd be my present. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she does. I just had a dog whisperer lady come over this weekend to help me with her.
Yeah, so flower essences, there's one, I know we've talked about this before, called Quaking Grass to help everybody.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not from Mendocino Quaking Grass. This is
No, that's something else.
Okay.
Okay.
What is Quaking Grass?
Same kind of effect. We're going to chill you out a little bit, though, right?
Okay.
It's something that you can put in the water. It helps them all sort of get along. But
for humans, too?
Humans, too. You can. I like to make a potion and spray it in the air when people are getting a little tense and we all need to get along together as a group.
Brent, we need some for the morning show.
Oh, man. It's better than that last stuff we had, scooting it across the carpet. That was not a good fragrance, I'm telling you.
Ooh, but anyway, that's what Chloe says. She's kind of giving me the thumbs out for the Maltese. And then what's the middle dog you said?
Beethoven. He's
a
Cocker Spaniel.
That's the Cocker.
Yeah.
That one likes to play tug-of-war a little bit.
Yes, he does.
So I'm seeing any kind of tug-of-war toy. And then the Maltese just likes to go everywhere. And I think Chloe gets jealous of that. But that one's kind of a take-me-everywhere dog.
Yes, he is.
So that would make him happy.
Okay.
Okay?
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
See, how do you know that stuff?
She's been smoking that Quaking Grass.
Well, I think I want to find out where she's getting it. Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST with Marla, the pet psychic. It's 8:55 on a foggy, foggy day.
It's been so much fun.
Boy, you've been in a weird mood. You kind of been nailing them right and left. Sometimes you're on, sometimes you're not as on. What, Deb?
Look what she's drinking. It's called Smart Water. That's why she's been on today. She's drinking that smart stuff.
Yeah, have you ever tried really smart water?
No.
It comes out of the tap. boy, people make me nuts. Buck and a half for a bottle of water. Woohoo. Sorry. 8:55 at KZST. Marla, we'd like to thank you for coming in. We have time for one more? Can we do one more Christmas gift call? Okay, great. We're doing Christmas presents for pets. Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Buzzy Fold Line Show.
Thanks. I would like to know what my 13-and-a-half-year-old Lhasa Apso would like for Christmas. Her name is Ginger.
Ginger the Lhasa Apso. That's cute. That's Gingy?
Gingy, Miss G, Ginger, Little Scamp, you know, whatever.
Maybe she'd like one name.
She might.
Does she have rhinestones on her collar or leash or something that sparkles?
Not right now. I took it off.
Because she said she wants her sparkles back.
She wants her sparkles back?
Yes.
Of course she does.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, well, I can do that. That's easy enough.
Why did you take it off? Was it?
Well, she had several things on her collar. It just kind of felt too heavy. It was a little charm with a sparkle in the center of it.
I learned this a long time ago. When you're dealing with women, never, ever, ever try to take the jewelry away.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I'll give it back to her. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
And not only give it back to her, but can you find a leash that has sparkles on the leash as well?
Sparkles on the leash, too?
Yes.
Sure, I can do anything.
Okay.
Diamonds would be nice on that, too, by the way.
Okay,
really would like that.
Yeah. No, it's not for you, Deb. Unless, of course, you're willing to put a leash on, in which case Banker Boy says, he's in!
Anyway, she says thank you very much for that, by the way. She's a grateful girl, but it made her feel good, okay? She liked her pain.
I just dropped Deb. She's on the floor. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. 8:57, that's going to do it for the morning showgram and the pet psychic and Deb, are you...
I don't own a collar.
You don't own a collar.
A leash.
Okay, now we know what to get her, Banker Boy. That's what she needs. And a muzzle would be handy.
not funny.
I figured that. Marla, thank you very much for dropping in this morning.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Everybody who wants to get hold of you and find out all about you and what you're up to goes to...
healingwithenergy.com. You can email me at italktopets@yahoo.com or you can call 328-4997.